Barb, there are a few things that I can tell you that have already occurred that might be helpful. The information that you have as review with ELP, we're leaving it in for this at this point in time. The understanding is, if I can put words in the mouth of the board, that if there's no mental health money, then these things aren't priorities. But if there is mental health money,
exactly.
They would like to leave it.
Yes.
So that it's there.
Well, and I added a little more detail on those CLIP enhancements. It was not how the program runs. It was the security aspect of it that, after looking at it, we had some concerns.
And in your data processing equipment, we've taken out all of the Veterans Affairs requests after talking to Brett. And we've also taken out $750 of conservation.
Okay.
I think they're talking about moving one of those computers to the to be a new one and then get a replacement type
right.
thing.
You left in the tablet computer?
Tablet computer we left in.
Conservation? Okay.
Nothing for Veterans Affairs.
Correct.
Pull that back out.
Okay. We'd removed the projector last time, but you removed the laptop and the monitor?
He's got new ones.
That was zeroed out.
That was easy.
Called me with the request saying his was so old it didn't boot up. And
I think that request was there.
Play the tape for you.
I think I can show you the email where it's going. But that's fine.
Yeah, those can't be fitted around.
Oh, she's got it. Yeah. It's done, yeah. Yes.
This is,
yeah. Okay. Super.
And then you'd ask me to look at the PC inventory to come up with a schedule. We did go through and sorted all the PCs and laptops in our inventory. There were about 320 PCs and then 30 laptops, and I sorted them by age, and there are 61 computers that are 5 years and over old.
61 or 21?
61. So I did put that amount in the budget. Now, that doesn't include what's budgeted for this year for replacement. We had a with hardware and without hardware budget, depending on how the VDI project went. We're in the third week of testing, and I don't really have a good feeling about this being a county-wide solution.
How many can you get for $8,000? Because I'm showing you got $8,000 basically in the current year to purchase some. Okay.
About $750, depending. You know, there's specials, and we try to look for those when we make our purchases.
So can we take 10 back off of this then, and go from 61 to 51, and know that we're going to get 10 yet this year?
And if we go with the five-year rotation that I'd like to do, that means we need to replace 20% every year. So every year in our budget, we would have about 60 computers. So, yeah, we could take 10 off, but then make sure that we just need to remember to put it on, or I do, every year put on 60. and about 5 laptops. Now, I would like to review the laptops that the attorneys have. Some say they've never undocked them. Well, if they don't undock them, there's no need for a laptop. And that ties into the wireless project. I think if there were wireless in the courtroom, they'd be more apt to bring their laptop to the courtroom, so for research and not have to print so many documents.
Well, I would suggest if we know we're going to need to do 60 a year, let's just leave 60 in this budget. Let's go ahead and get the 10, we'll just deal with this year's budget as need be, but let's just start plugging 60 a year in if we know that's what we're going to have to do. And Barb, I want to be sure we're going to, while we recognize that we've got some older PCs out there, you're going to pay close attention to trying to make sure that offices and departments get on a similar rotation, simply for, you know, different versions of software and things like that.
Well, I had thought, and that's how it was mapped out before. I guess I haven't really found that to be an advantage.
Okay.
Because then you're touching each PC twice.
Okay.
I don't see the point in replacing a PC that's 1 year old.
Oh, no, I'm with you there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you meant replace, like Lucy's department, replace all them at once, no matter what.
Well, I just want to make sure that their office is able to function.
Oh, certainly. Yes, definitely.
But we replace as it's obviously needed, you know, some, and based upon the previous year's rotation and so forth, if you've got some that's older than 3 years in that process, you know, that might be something that we start to look at, whether we do it this year or the following year. We know between the 3 and 5, chances are it's probably going to need to be replaced. But
sure. And we're running into an issue with a mix. We've got currently 3 operating systems. We've got Windows XP, which will no longer have any security patches released after this year. And then we're also running some Vista machines and Windows 7. So my goal would be, and the ones that come in will be, some of them Windows 8. So my goal would be to get us all on one operating system, or at least just 2.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, it still looks like the decision on this first white page to look at the phone system comparison appears to be the big-ticket item.
It is the major one. I was just trying to work us all the way through everything else so that was the last thing we talked about. So okay. I'm down now. So I'm at $45,000 for desktop PCs instead of $45,750.
Okay.
And then I want to pull the AVI system hardware and installation out, and I still think we need to try to do it in this year's budget. I think there's capacity to do it yet this spring. And if it's important to us, I would like to go ahead and do it then, but I don't want to have it built into this budget when we're as close as we are. Lisa?
I moved it to FY12's budget last year, and it never got done. So I don't have it in this year's budget.
Yeah, we don't have hardware in this year's budget.
Absolutely, but it just looks to me, based on where we are right now, that at the end, as we get close to the end of the year, you look at IT. There's going to be normally there's capacity, and so that's just a decision we're going to have to make later this spring. Can we find it there or somewhere else, and is it a priority to us? So I want to pull that 31,610.
And what did we do with the 45,750? Just reduce that down?
To 45.
To 45.
Yep.
Okay.
Kept the 2,000 for the 10 monitors. How do you guys feel about the wireless network for the administration building and the Justice Center at $25,000?
I would love to have it. The question is how high a priority is it in the grand scheme of things? Would it mean that we would have to maybe not move forward with the overall phone system? because of the safety factors. Potentially, we're talking about upgrading our safety options as far as our staff is concerned with that system. So I think it comes, in my opinion, it comes down to a decision between the phone system and the dollars that's needed. And I could see delaying that a year if necessary if we were going to move forward with the phone system. I still think that's a maybe our probably should be one of our most important priorities, because we've been talking about this for a number of years.
And it is essential to running our business, whereas a wireless, it would be nice in an emergency. If our network went down, we'd still have some access to download patches or things to fix issues. However, with the phone system, and even if, looking at the leased solution, even if we did get a T1 cut, you are able to go on the Internet and divert your phone to a cell phone. So it's not like it would be down.
Really, it comes more down to a convenience for people that are. I mean, we're operating pretty well without it, I think, in this building. We had that conversation about the Justice Center and visiting attorneys that come there with their laptop.
Yes. In the library.
How long a process is it from the time we say go, we want wireless in this building, the Justice Center? How long does it take you guys to get it done?
We'd have to do an RFP, I would imagine, for the hardware, and we've already got quotes, so we know what they'll come back at. Getting the hardware ordered, depending on availability, 2 weeks, and then contracting with a vendor to get it installed, that could be initiated when the hardware's ordered. So I would say it could be implemented within 6 weeks.
Where does wireless compare to AVI? Priority-wise. I'm asking Wayne, you and Paul.
The AVI is the ability to...
Audio-visual in this room, right?
Where does wireless compare to that?
Right. They're both a $25,000 to $30,000 bill.
Okay. My gut would say that wireless would come before that,
okay,
because I've asked for a little bit of report on the number of individuals or the usage that are going to the audio and looking at it and so forth. And while I think it would be a great convenience, and I still think that's something we should be moving toward, I'm not sure that I would want to say that that's the number one priority for this calendar year, knowing that the phone system is certainly out there.
Yeah, I'm holding the phone system off on its own. I'm with you. I'm just trying to compare cameras in this room to wireless access in this building and the Justice Center.
I would go with wireless over the cameras if I had to choose.
Okay.
And I think I probably would, too. I mean, if you and I haven't looked at the numbers, but I think if people want to hear what we're doing, then that option is available. They can't hear it live, but they can hear it within a few minutes after the board meeting's concluded. And how much more interest are we going to get from people that want to actually sit down and watch this? And you're not going to be able to cue it up on your TV set at home. You got to sit in front of a computer monitor and watch it as a stream. So,
how many of our residents have the
That
capability to stream something like that?
I think for me, it would be more important for us to take that money, since it's almost the same, and put that into providing wireless service in this building and the Justice Center.
So are we going to have $25,000 of capacity this spring? We spent 38% so far, right? 30%.
The Tyler conversion hasn't paid
the budget yet.
And you guys just agreed on that $15,000 DOT situation.
Yeah, we had planned on using some of the Granicus money for the DOT. The $15,000.
Yeah, they're only at 2%, or they're only at 3% of their hardware budget, so it's going to depend on the hardware. I mean, I think Barb and I have talked about that's where she's going to pay for these things that we know are happening.
Well, then, if we're going to prioritize, so it looks to me like we've already figured out that the wireless is probably more important than the Granicus, if we've got the capacity to do it this year.
This year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we've already committed to $15,000 for the fiber optics.
Right.
For this year. We're saying we've got money for up to 10 PCs, $8,000 for up to 10 PCs. I'd place the wireless ahead of those 10 PCs, knowing that we're budgeting to buy 60 of them next year. We just get through the rest of this year. And so what I'm asking is there anything, clearly fiber optic is number one, $15,000, we've already committed to that. Is there anything else that we would rank ahead of wireless yet this year? Because if not, I think we can find the $25,000 yet this year.
Well, I think the other component to the fiber is getting it from the Justice Center out to the hospital. Because that $15,000 just gives us the fiber in that...
The fiber.
Fiber. The fiber that goes from the hospital over to Ames.
Okay?
Right.
So with that in, it still doesn't do us any good. We need to go from the Justice Center to the hospital, which is about 30...
It is in the budget under contract labor. It's $32,000.
For next year?
Yes, for FY14. And we wouldn't be able to do that before then anyway, because I don't think they're going to start laying it until June.
So that won't impact whether we can... I honestly believe that there's $25,000, going to be $25,000 there to do the wireless yet this year. I think we hold off on the camera system and we have that conversation again next spring and see if there's anything else that comes ahead of it. Because, Paul, I'm with you. I think having the camera would be great in here. As far as practical, it's not nearly as practical as having the wireless in here and over at the Justice Center. Not going to impact near as many people either. Okay, so then I'm asking that we pull both the 31 for the ABI and the 25,000 for the wireless out of the FY14 budget. What did we do with the jail monitor for the jail administrator?
I decided to pull that. I think that was a new one, correct?
Okay.
Laptop for Renee, my understanding that's a replacement. So that was our question, I think.
Yeah, and she's still using the same one that Jameson bought.
Right, right.
Years ago.
It's pretty old.
So, yeah, that's good. So that...
Okay, I got the 31. What was the other one?
We flip the page, and then that's the 25 right at the top is the wireless network. I'm suggesting we pull it from FY14 and get it done yet this spring.
It tied into the contract labor. I had $10,000 in there for assistance and installation. However, we do have a balance with IP Pathways. A block of labor was purchased from them, and I believe there's $8,000 left on that. We can try to put that toward, I'm sure they can help us with the wireless installation.
Yeah,
so that's money that's there that right. We can use.
Money that's already spent, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Pardon?
We're at CLP?
IP Pathways? I'm not sure what the block was.
Purchased that when... our networking person left to do any,
okay.
You know, when you needed a router
for,
a
network things, odds and ends.
And they did that up front because it was pretty reasonable, I think.
Yes, they did offer a good deal.
Lisa, anything else IT other than phone system? Have we missed anything that we need to talk about IT? I was trying to save phone system for last.
Okay. Not that I'm aware of. Is there anything else you want to, that you think you haven't had questions answered on?
Well, I wanted to make sure that we paid attention to the amounts I put in for the Tyler upgrade.
Page.
The second page in the middle.
Yeah, 15.
I did go through the contracts that we had signed for the version 10 upgrade. It was $5,000 short, and then there was no travel or expenses for the trainer, so that was an additional $15,000 that would make up the deficit for that. And then for the imaging, I went through and looked at some things on that, and what didn't include?
I think it was, wasn't, didn't you tell me, was it a two-year-old quote?
Yeah, the quote was 2 years old. We had it refreshed, but there was no travel expenses on there. There was only one scanning license included with the content management, and we would actually need four if we were going to do it in all locations. The proposal was only for 1 million documents with 9 document types. Paul and I estimated we've got 3 times that, and unsure of exactly how many document types. Another thing was that there's a what's called an API web service, which the treasurer will need to link the DOT documents to do screen scraping so they can do images on that. So that all that's where the $40,000 comes in. But we've got $75,000 in the current FY13 budget for the content management piece. So those are what I came up as additions to that. I wanted to make sure that you knew my thinking behind those figures.
I was going to say, if the Granicus is not going to be purchased, you're changing your priority, or no, you're saying your priority is wireless, there's $6,600 out of that line item we can take for next year.
Yep.
And $6,640 out of the maintenance.
Yes, there's 3 pieces to that.
3 pieces to that. So
okay.
I would remove, if that's what you want me to do, I will remove those also.
Yep. That was my intent.
Don't do it. $6,600, the maintenance, yep.
Okay. Anything else before we talk phone system?
That's all I wanted to point out.
Good. Thank you for pointing it out. Phone system, I believe we need one.
Yes.
I can't see, based on this, I can't see why option one, where we purchase the handsets, but lease everything else, which reduces what we have to spend this year and only costs us marginally more over 5 years.
Yes.
And may not be that much depending on how long before something becomes obsolete.
They suggest that the refresh rate on IP phone system hardware is 5 years, so I took it out 5 years. The purchase under the hosted solution, option one, purchase handsets with the asterisk, this includes a trade-in for our current desk phones. Polycom is running the special where they'll give you so much trade-in. They don't use those. They just trash them, but it's kind of a promotional thing.
You can sell them on eBay.
Well, did somebody see other than option one that made more sense here? Barb, you looked at it pretty close.
I don't want to influence your decision, but I do think option one is a good option.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Your experience and familiarity with the IT software. And
you know, I don't want to be, I've ran into issues, it seems like things that are phone related. There's not a lot of opportunity to get new hardware for them. They're obsolete, it seems, after 6 months. My cell phone is a perfect example. However, with option one, we would purchase our handsets, which could last 10 years. We don't know. 5 for sure. But having to upgrade and replace server and phone switch, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't think we need to. Those models are obsolete after 6-10 months. So to have somebody hold that responsibility and we pay them for that, I think it makes perfect sense. And also, you know, a leased option for tax purposes is sometimes better if you need that expenditure. Whereas with you know, if you purchase the hardware, you have to capitalize that.
Yeah, the taxes don't hit us.
Okay. I'm speaking from the public sector.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about that, but I mean, there is a true cost, as I see it, to utilizing another $170,000 this year. Plus that, I think it gives us more flexibility down the road if we don't own the entire system. If we're just talking about owning the handsets, then as things change, it's going to be to this company's benefit
Right, and
up speed.
They do require a 3-year contract, of course, because they're putting two T1s in, one to our Ames location and one to the Nevada sites. So they are locked into those expenses with the telco, either Windstream or CenturyLink, whoever. But what that also does for us is it, whereas with the purchase solution, we wouldn't have the disaster recovery. With the hosted solution, this is available through the internet from wherever you are. So let's say the admin building went away and that T1 was destroyed. From home, we can log into our phone system and direct all of our calls to our cell phone, any number we want. So I see a lot of advantage to that. The others have that option. However, you know, you're the one responsible for making sure your system is up.
Sure. Any advantage in leasing the handsets?
You know, I guess I don't see an advantage to that other than the obvious cost savings. I think your handsets can outlive your phone system, so why not purchase them? And that'll also give us, a lot of times with a lease option, they'll tell you what you can have, and you pay a little more depending on what features you want in your handset, whereas if you purchase it, you can say your job duties change, you can pass the phones around. If they're leased, sometimes that's hard to do.
Explain your concept of the handset as it relates to the phone system that we're talking about. It still sits on your desk, right?
Exactly. It's your connection to the system.
Okay.
And the question is, do we want to own those or do we want to lease those?
Okay.
We're talking about leasing everything else and paying our monthly service. We're going to be paying a monthly service fee whether we own all of it or not.
Right.
I'll pay that.
Right. And it looks to me like if you could say, yeah, we're going to buy it, and it's not going to be obsolete, and we're going to be able to have it for 10 years, then it would pay us to buy the whole thing. But I'm not convinced you can say that.
No.
Right, and if I'm following the asterisk right, if we purchase them,
we get the credit. Whereas if you
almost $20,000 credit,
and the leasing is not done, I mean, it's a third party leasing. So then you bring in someone else into the picture who has the rules that you have to follow. So I think owning them.
On what I know about
solution. My
cell phone desire, I don't want too many third parties coming in trying to tell me.
But we're not getting you a new desk phone every 4 months for your cell phone.
Talk to me about the T1 that you just mentioned. All T1'd already, and we don't. There's some more additional T1 we're going to have to do?
Well, the T1s are the phone lines where the traffic travels, and this is for your phone numbers. It piggybacks onto our data lines, but these are, this particular lease solution was through LightEdge, so in order to connect to LightEdge, we need to have a T1. We need to have a connection to them because that's where all the equipment is housed. And that is included in the monthly rate. We will be able to get rid of two of our PRIs, but we don't know for sure which ones. We do know two. And this solution would also include conservation, who currently is not on our system. It would also include DHS and the 14 Amber phones that are over at the Justice Center. So we've included everything. This is a countywide solution.
Right. And the number stays with the handset, so if I unplug it at this desk and move it to this desk, is that?
What you do is, depending on the model, you log into your phone, just like you'd log into your PC. So your phone knows who you are. A data jack is irrelevant. Currently, your data jack has to be configured to this is where Lucy is. But with these, you log into your phone, and if you stay logged in, if you unplug your phone and plug it in somewhere else, it still knows who you are.
Okay.
And it saves all your data.
We have occasions where people are moving from desk to desk. So
we are good with a lease. I don't know if I've told you guys that, but I talked to Jessica, and the only thing that would impact it if we went over is it 10% of our
10% of our annual budget.
10% of your annual budget. It can't exceed that.
Oh.
All right.
What's your feeling on an IP phone system?
No.
No.
I'm suggesting option one. Yep. Build that into this budget, which, as I do the math, reduces what you presented to us by $170,000.
I presented a purchase solution, just worst-case scenario kind of thing.
And what do we have to do as far as...
I'll have to cover
$75,000. Yeah, we'll have to do an RFP.
I'll have to check the code section on what we need to do because it's a lease.
Oh, work. That could be a little different. Could be different.
It gets public hearings, publications.
Right.
Yep. It's not any. It's a little bit more onerous, but you know, I'll double check with the county attorney's office and find out what the legal ramifications are.
Well, and you've got to shuffle numbers here because monthly service she has in here is $55,000. It's really going to be $121,000.
Oh, with Light Edge, the only one that's leased?
It's the only one that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Well, we need to put out we've got a good estimate now of what ultimately it's going to cost. Maybe we're going to find out it costs us less to get a service we like as well. We're just going to need to put together the RFP or whatever it is we need to do. Yeah. What else?
Abran.
I don't have anything else if you don't.
Good. Lisa, anything else?
For IT?
For IT. Good. Adjourn. Barb, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll start in a minute, Wayne.
Yeah, please.
Want to take